Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. The Bucks may be done for the season, and it's early days for the Brewers. But if you're jonesing for a sports fix with a twist, consider cricket. The Cricket World Cup is going on in England and Wales as we speak, and in July, Milwaukeeans can watch the sport in person. From July 4th through the 7th, for the first time in the United States, the state versus state cricket competition takes place at three local parks. And that's thanks in great part to our next guest, Dr. Abdur Choudhury. Dr. Choudhury is a professor emeritus of economics at Marquette University, and he's the president of the National Cricket League, Incorporated. He recently joined Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke to explain why he thinks the time is right for professional cricket in the United States.
Cricket has been getting popular among the younger generation. So, for example, cricket today in the U.S. is where soccer was, say, 20 years ago. So we hope that if we can popularize the game among the younger generation, it will pick up and it will take off.
What has been driving the growth here?
The growth has mostly been driven by immigrants coming from different cricket-playing nations. So if you, during the summer months, if you go to many parks in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, you will see cricket being played. And most of the players are coming from India, Pakistan, or West Indies, or England. So we formed this National Cricket League here in Milwaukee in order to change that. We would like to encourage and have the younger generation, native-born Americans, play the game. And in fact, we have been successful to some extent. In Waukesha, for example, we are basically offering this game to high school students. We are training them how to play, and we are also arranging tournaments. So it's getting popular.
Who do you find is attracted to cricket? There are many other sports that young people could play in this country. What's attracting them to cricket, and who makes a good cricket player?
Okay. There is some similarity between cricket and baseball. So those who play baseball, we have seen that they are interested in playing cricket. Plus, also, it's a new game. You know, teenagers are obviously, you know, attracted to something new. So we do get a lot of interest.
Well, and interestingly, I know there was some effort some time ago for baseball to attract cricket players from other parts of the world to baseball. And so it's interesting to see that in this country, there's an effort to attract baseball players to cricket.
Yes. And we think that those who are interested in baseball, they'll find a lot of things common in cricket. And they'll pick up the game.
How difficult is it to find space to play? You need a lot of room to play cricket.
Yes, we do need a lot of room. Fortunately, the Milwaukee County, as well as the city of Milwaukee, they have been very helpful to us. There are several parks in Milwaukee which has been dedicated to playing cricket. The city and also the county, they have helped us in developing the field. So we have got a lot of help.
Well, and as far as sports go, there's not a lot of infrastructure you need to have a cricket pitch, right? It's not like having a football field or even a baseball field.
Yes, we do need a pitch. And then the outfield needs to be a little bit sort of smooth and flat. But yes, we can play anywhere as long as we have a pitch.
Well, and you mentioned there's this effort to have high schoolers play in Waukesha. What are the fields like? Do you have access to fields in Waukesha County as well?
Yes. We are working with some high schools in Waukesha, and they have helped us in developing some field. What we do is now we play on AstroTurf. So it costs about $3,000, $4,000 to put on a AstroTurf field. So a couple of $1,000s, basically, we can develop a field.
So if there is not yet a professional cricket league here, what is the significance of the group of teams that will be part of this event in early July?
What we are arranging here is, for the first time in this country, we are having a state versus state tournament where eight teams from eight different states are going to participate, including Wisconsin. So we are very excited. And what we have done is we are working with the U.S. Cricket Association, that's the central body, which is based in New York. And what we are trying to do is sort of set up a pipeline where, you know, good players who play in this league, they can eventually play for the U.S. national team.
For people who have not watched cricket, this is a sport where matches can last a long time, depending on what rules are being followed. What version of the game will make up this this league?
Okay, the version that we are playing here is what we call the T20 version, where each team will play 20 overs, and usually it runs for about 3 to 4 hours.
And I guess for people who aren't familiar with what an over is, compare it to baseball,
okay. Say. An over in cricket is where one bowler will bowl six balls. Six balls make an over. So each team will bat for 20 overs in this case. And then once they play their 20-over turn, then the other team will play for 20 overs.
And this is, again, one of the things that distinguishes it from baseball. Essentially, a team takes care of essentially all its overs at once before the other team bats.
Yes, yes. And it's only one innings that each team plays.
Right. We have, of course, spoken with you in the past about economics. How long has cricket been an important part of your life?
When I was growing up in Bangladesh, I played cricket. So, and Bangladesh is one of the 10 teams that are playing in this World Cup tournament in England later this month. So I have been interested in cricket from my young age. So when we came here, I tried to sort of play cricket. We played cricket informally in different places. And now that I don't play anymore, so I'm more interested in organizing the game.
Well, you mentioned there is a U.S. Cricket Association,
yes.
And the aim is to develop a pipeline to have a quality U.S. national team. Is there a U.S. national team today?
Yes, there is a U.S. national team. And in fact, just 2 weeks ago, they qualified to play in what we call the ODI internationally. So U.S. national team is coming up, and they're doing very well.
What do you find is the biggest challenge in attracting Americans to cricket?
Obviously, the biggest challenge is familiarity. They're not familiar with the game, so we have to teach them. That's one thing that we are working on. And also, we need some sponsors to help us along the way. And we are getting some sponsors, but we do need some more.
Well, and so what would you say the ultimate objective of this First National Cricket League is?
The ultimate objective is to popularize the game. As we talked earlier, there are very few people in Milwaukee who are familiar with the game. We want that to change. So we will be playing this tournament, these games, in three different parks in Milwaukee, Lincoln Park, Lindsay Park, and Tipaconi Park. And it's open to the public. It's free. It will be played from July 4th through 7th, so it's a holiday period, and we hope that people will come to watch the game and root for different state teams.
Well, and do I understand it's going to be broadcast as well?
Yes, there'll be a live broadcast. It'll be streamed all over the country. So, you know, that's why we are looking for sponsors who will help us in sponsoring the game, and they will be, you know, they will have a nationwide. Yeah,
nationwide
yes.
Opportunity to
yeah,
see it.
Exactly.
Well, and you mentioned this hope that that you can develop a pipeline for the U.S. Mm-hmm. national team. In looking into this, I gather there's also some hope that there might be a professional league within 5 or 6 years?
Yes, and that's another plan we have. These 8 teams that are coming to play in this tournament, we have formed a franchise with these teams. So now we have 8 franchise teams. We plan to extend that in the future. And yes, we would like to have this played every year.
You mentioned the high school level, but I gather to really develop quality players, it would help to have really developmental level programs among even younger kids?
Yes, and that's what we are trying to do. Basically, we are trying to establish an academy, cricket academy, where we will be able to train players at different levels and start from a young age.
How difficult is it to get cricket equipment in this country?
It's not difficult. There are a lot of online sites where you can buy cricket equipment. So getting equipment is not difficult at all.
All right. So as someone who has been a lifelong player and fan and now administrator of cricket, tell us, I guess, put into words what attracts you to the sport, you know, versus soccer or baseball or any other sport. What makes it an appealing sport to you?
I'm also interested in soccer, And since I grew up with cricket, so obviously I have a sort of a keen interest in the game. It's a competition, and it's not as physical as some of the other games, for example. So the chances of getting injured, I'd say, is much lower than in some other games.
And there's a certain gracefulness to it as
yes,
well.
Yes, it is. It is. When we were growing up, cricket was played in the long format. A game would go on for 5 days. Now that has changed. We have much shorter format. So it's now much more attractive for audiences.
Does the version that's played, that you'll be playing in this league, does it include a break for tea?
It does. It does. After a team plays for 20 overs, which I would say takes about 1.5 hours to 2 hours, there will be a 15-minute break.
And this, you know, the idea of breaking for tea seems very foreign to people in this country, but it's not really any different than halftime.
Yes, exactly. It's like halftime where. Going back to this tournament that we're arranging from July 4th to 7th, there will be food available. So audiences who come to watch the game, they will have, you know, they can buy foods. There'll be other type of entertainments too.
What parts of the country is cricket the strongest in?
I would say New York and Florida are the places where cricket is the strongest. In Florida, for example, you have a lot of players from the Caribbean who plays. In New York, you have a lot of players from other countries, England, Australia, who plays. So those are, I would say, the most popular areas for cricket.
So for people going to this, league, the favorites, if you will be the teams from Florida and New York, you would think?
We really don't know at this point, but yeah, we do have a team from Florida, so I'm assuming that they will have a strong team.
Well, Dr. Abdul Chaudhry, thank you so much. Best of luck with this, and honestly, it would be great to see cricket take off here.
Yeah, thank you very much for this opportunity to come and talk to you and our audiences about cricket.
And I guess I meant to ask, how long has this been has this been in the works? How long have you been planning?
Actually, we formed the National Cricket League about 3 years ago, and we had a dream at that time that very soon we'll be able to arrange this state-level game. And it has been in the work for, I would say, the last 2 years.
Well, it must be exciting to see it almost here.
Yes, we are very excited about this.
Well, thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Abdul Chaudhry is a professor emeritus of economics at Marquette University, and he's the president of the National Cricket League Incorporated. You can find out more about the Cricket World Cup and the Milwaukee National Cricket League competition in July at wuwm.com.